and welcome to Glory Goals.
Hello.
The episode 3 of the podcast, which is the first in the new series that we're doing.
This is season 4 rundown or season 4 guild focus.
One of those things. But today it's for the Alchemists.
Yeah, so basically we've got the season, we've been lucky enough to receive a lot of the cards for season 4 a little bit before release, so hopefully the season 4 release would have happened. Hopefully today's the 13th of October when it all goes up.
Yep.
And we're going to go through hopefully most of the guilds.
The idea is before the 13th of October we'll be recording plenty of podcasts, so you guys will have a lot of content to listen to while you're looking at your new cards.
So,
but also GG Dave's here.
But he's just
I said hello.
So
I'm busy working out what these cards do.
First one is the Alchemist. Now, Alchemists are very close to my heart.
We thought we'd let Luke have the very first podcast. He claims it's because Alchemists begin with A. He did learn that, but it's because it's his favourite.
Okay. So these are probably, this will probably be one of the longer podcasts because Alchemists seems to have had a bit of a rewrite completely.
They've had a lot of changes, if you hadn't already realised.
So they've essentially got like the season 3 engineer treatment, potentially even to a greater extent.
A much greater extent, because you'll understand this when you hear the engineers podcast. The engineers have still received a lot of changes, but double that, and that's roughly in the ballpark of where Alchemists are.
So I suppose we better start with the main man, Moridus.
Start from the top. Let's go.
Okay, so his movement has stayed exactly the same. He's still a 5'8". He's still got a 6 tack. His kick, he's now a 4'8 for the first time ever. He was a 3'8 in season 1, 2, and 3. Season 3, he had his super shot, which they got rid of.
To be fair, anything over 2 dice is it's only changing the percentages slightly, but yeah. It's still nice.
He's got his 5'0 defence, and he's still got 4'6 influence. His playbook is a complete rework, really. So he's lost his momentous 1-inch dodge on 1. However, he has gained a non-momentous tackle on 1. Because that was always one of the things. You had to get your 2 successes to get your non-momentous tackle.
You attack 6. You should be looking at 2 successes most of the time.
I've gone against Phil a few times. Yeah. So he's got a tackle and 1 damage non-momentous on 1. On the second column, he's got either a momentous 1-inch push or a momentous 1-inch dodge.
That's really nice. I like that flexibility.
It gets better when you see the back of his card. On the second. On the third column, he has a momentous Guild Ball symbol. He's only got 1 Guild Ball symbol play, which is Lure of Gold, which is a 4-inch range and target other friendly. Guild model may make a jog towards this model. The range from that has dropped slightly from 6 down to 2. 6 down to 4, sorry.
Down to 2.
It's dropped 2 inches from 6 down to 4. On column number 4.
Sped with maths.
Column number 4, it stayed the same, so he's got a momentous 2 damage on column 4. Column 5, he's lost his momentous double dodge, double push.
Ooh.
But he's got his non-momentous knockdown on this 5th column.
Okay.
And on the 6th column, he's got either non-momentous 3, which was the same as the last one, and then he's got a momentous dodge, double push.
So, anything above 4 successes, he's really not probably going to be taking damage.
No, not really. He's generally, you don't, if you're trying for a takeout on Moridus, you're probably using him slightly incorrectly.
Or you're desperate.
Yeah, or you need to get those last couple of things. His plays, he's finally got a Bible dodge. He's got an acrobatic for the cost of 1 for a 2-inch dodge. For one influence rather than 2, now he's got lower gold. It used to cost 2, now it costs 1, but they've lessened the range slightly to 4. And now he's got a new character play, well, renamed character play called Moridus Touch, and it's a cost of 1.
It used to be called Moridus Touch.
It's a completely different play. It does nothing similar.
Okay.
So the previous one, you put a burden token on someone, which gave him plus 2 next hits on the next attack, which wasn't really that good. However, this one is enemy models damaged by this model suffer the burning and poison condition. So you do that first and then you start going and whacking people with burning and poison. The reason for that is on the back of the card. On the back of Marty's card, he's got an ability called Fulmination. So when this model makes a successful attack against an enemy model suffering the burning or poison condition, this model may add an additional 1-inch dodge to the playbook result. So then that now means if someone's burning and poison, he's got a tackle dodge on one. He's got either a double dodge on two or a push dodge on two. He's got, on a four successes, he's got a momentous two with a dodge. On five, he's got a knockdown with a dodge. Or we can do three damage with a dodge, or the momentous double push, double dodge on six. So he's getting all these extra dodges to go around, which is quite nice. He has got to get them poisoned and burning, but that's quite easily doable with that modest touch.
Mm. Or, potentially, something else on the back of his card.
Oh, yes. he's also got unpredictable movement, which, yeah, modest isn't modest, so that is unpredictable movement. What else? And his legendary has changed. He's now no longer got the worst legendary in the game. he's got, it's called the same thing of Magnum Opus. It's a 6-inch pulse, and enemy models within this pulse suffer the burning and poison condition. And then that's pretty much Midas. So, what are your guys' thoughts of Midas after the changes?
I'm glad his tackle's not momentous.
To be honest,
momentous tackle dodge on one.
To be fair,
oh, he's still 14 boxes.
If I was using Midas, before you went in to go for the tackle, you would literally do the Midas touch on yourself.
Yeah.
And then you wouldn't take the tackle off the charge, and obviously waiting for the counter.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't got close control.
No.
So literally, you then take the second attack, which would be the tackle dodge away.
Yeah.
So,
but then even
you don't need the momentum at that
even
point.
If you did go, even if you did go to one away, you could take the tackle dodge away and then acrobatic back in to start push dodging to get some momentum.
Yeah.
I think as a toolbox player now,
to be honest,
he's back in where he was. He was always the superb solo captain, wasn't he?
But he's
kind of back there with a little bit of support with Lore of Gold. He's kept that.
While he has his nice changes, to be honest, he still does the job that he did before in season 3.
I think
the only difference now
he's
putting out conditions, which is something you don't necessarily need. It just feels really pushed onto him. Like, oh, by the way, you're alchemists.
No, because he's got his crucible, his hand, the golden hand, because that used to be,
I get you.
Thematically, that is because that's him. He should be giving out these.
Yeah, the Midas touch is turning things to gold. It's not setting things on fire.
But he tries to. He used to do that when he used to be able to have his Midas touch, where he used to be able to either get an armour plus one damage.
Midas touch.
Yeah, I really, 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 really like these Midas changes. You can probably tell. do we want to do a mascot or shall I jump into Smoke?
Let's do a mascot.
Do Flask, because the back of his card is quite pertinent to Midas.
You've got Flask.
Have I got Flask?
Yeah, I haven't got Phil.
Oh, sorry, yeah, Dave, you talk about Flask. You've got his new card on there.
Yeah, so I need to buy his new card.
That was a slight oversight, I thought. I'm just going to talk about everything.
So, Flask, his moves remain the same, his attacks remain the same, his kicks the same. In fact, pretty much everything is the same on his stat line. His playbook is almost unchanged, apart from the fact that he's lost his intensify and his symbol.
Yeah, so he hasn't got
just got the push now instead. So he's lost intensify, but he's gained smoke bomb,
which is nice.
He's always a smoke bomb.
No, he hasn't.
No, he lost smoke bomb.
Oh yeah.
He's gained it back.
No, he used to have as a trait on the back of his card.
Oh, okay. There you go. You see, this is why a smoke cloud, now it's a smoke bomb, which I suppose is one of those things where it's bringing plays in rather than getting it for free.
Yeah, because you used to be able to just put a free thing for Vitriol to go and kill it.
But then I suppose it's not as essential anymore. Now it's going to be cover, really.
Yeah.
Or it enables smoke to jump around, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's paying one, but he's got a range on it as well. It's not just a puff out from where he is, is it?
Yeah.
It used to be.
You could be a bit more clever with it.
So a bit more range on it, which is obviously nice, a bit of versatility. He's slightly weaker. He's only got 7 boxes now compared to his 8 before. Melee 1 inches. So he's fairly unchanged on the front. He's all it really is, he's lost intensify and lost a point of health.
Seems like a nerf. Until you turn the card
over. Until you turn the card over.
Yeah.
So the overheat, which I think he's always had, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's always had overheat. He's always had light-footed.
Yep.
So light-footed and overheat have both gone. Smoke cloud's gone. So the back of his card's completely changed. The first you've got there is chemical admixture. Enemy models damaged by this model suffer.
You're looking at the wrong card.
You're looking at the wrong card. Spoilers.
Spoilers. Breaker Keeper. This is
Beaker.
Beaker Keeper. Oh, okay, yeah.
He's got beakers.
Why did I do this card? With literally no.
All the work that Steamforge have put into making these plays rhyme, and you're just slaughtering the English language.
What? Didn't they used to have a Breaker Keeper? Or is it?
No.
No. I'm just making it up. Never mind. Ignore me.
So he has got Lightford. He's still got Overheat.
He's still got Overheat. Yeah, so he has
retreated. They're just in a different order to the back of the card.
Well, they're not. They've just been moved down to make way for Beak Keeper, as it apparently is pronounced.
Okay.
Once per turn during this model's activation, choose a friendly non-captain guild model within 4 inches. The friendly model may use a cost 1 or 2 character play without spending influence once during its activation.
Wow.
So he switches on...
Everyone.
Everyone,
apart from Mordor.
So, you know, it's a nice trade-off for Smoke Cloud.
Mm.
Yeah, now you're paying one for Smoke Cloud, aren't you? But
Well, you can choose a friendly non-captain model. So you
could choose himself.
Oh, okay, yeah, I was thinking
of that.
Don't say other, yeah. You're right, so he can still do his Smoke one for free if he's got nothing else better to do. But I imagine you'll find something better to do.
Yes.
Wait till we get through the rest of them. Where a lot of them have cost 2 character plays that you can have for free. So,
although the only thing I was about there is it's once per turn during this model's activation, choose a friend. So do they do that character play in his activation?
No. It says the friendly model may use a cost 1 or 2 character play without spending influence once during its activation. Yeah. So it'd be essentially you put a token on them.
It's like bank coffers. It's like bank coffers.
Yeah.
So here for a free character turn activation, and it's range 4. So with him having a sprint of 7, that's a decent range. He can be like 11 inches away from, I don't know, someone like Vitriol or something to go bang put clone on something. Do you know what I mean? You've got the versatility to do
9 inches. He sprints 5, so you're better off not
jogs 5.
Jogs 5. Yeah. 4 inch range, 9 inches.
Yeah.
So actually, that's giving him something that he can use without.
So that's quite a cool thing.
Arguably better than Bag of Coffers.
So that's quite a good thing because it's quite thematic with him because he is this little robot with a thing full of beakers. He's never really used them before.
Or breakers.
Yeah. So that's Flask. Who are we going to do next?
The Beekeeper. Smoke, next captain.
Yeah, we'll do Smoke. Okay. Now, anyone who's spoke to me ever about Alchemist and Smoke,
we've all heard Luke wax lyrically on about how
one
Smoke...
change that I wanted Smoke to be TAC 5. Finally, Smoke is TAC 5. So that's my first thing. So on the first line of her thing, she's still got the same move, 4-6. She's got TAC 5 now instead of TAC 4. Her kick's exactly the same at 4-6. She's got the same defensive things of defense 4 and 1 armor, and she's still got 4-6 influence. Her playbook has changed a little bit. So, she's still got 1 damage on 1. A second column, she's still got the non-momentous tackle and a momentous 1-inch push. On the third column, she's got a non-momentous 2 and a momentous double push. And on the fourth column, she's got the momentous tackle, which I've never hit with her. She's now got a fifth column with a non-momentous knockdown, which is quite nice.
Because she was basically the only captain without a knockdown.
That's a good question.
I think every captain has a knockdown bar her, but she obviously has it now.
As Brisket?
Yes.
Season
Brisket has a knockdown.
Yeah, 5, I think.
Yeah.
5 or 6.
Well, honestly, I think Smoke was the only one without one.
That kind of goes into an interesting... Another thing that we were talking about a few weeks ago is there's one player who hasn't got a tackle on their playbook.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Memory.
Ah.
Slightly unrelated. Well, completely
very unrelated, because that might have changed
now. Yeah, who knows what he's got there.
Okay, so that's her playbook. So, yeah, a few changes. She's, from this, she's essentially a different character.
Yeah, she is.
She's got a character play called Chemical Breeze.
She used to have a character play called Chemical Breeze.
Yeah, they've changed it completely. So, it's a cost of 1, it's a range of 6, and it's not once per turn. So she's got the choice of choosing one of these. So it's either choosing enemy models within 3 inches of target-friendly guild model suffer the burning condition, or enemy models within 3 inches of target-friendly guild model suffer the poison condition. So if you send one of your, I don't know, for example, you send Flask up who's going to blow up if someone kills him, Smoke can then pay one on Flask to go, okay, everyone around him takes poison, pay another one, everyone around him takes burning.
Yeah.
That's pretty
cool. A 3-inch circumference around a player is pretty big.
Yeah, considering...
considering it used to be a 3-inch AoE on its own, yeah. Now it's effectively a 6-inch AoE. Well, 7-inch because of the base size.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's...
so you're dropping a poi plate on everybody.
But then the downside of that is that you've got to send your player up there. So you're against, I don't know, like a Brewers team, eh?
If you're fighting a fighting team...
You've got to send
a person.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you've got to send a worthy sacrifice.
It's not brisket.
Interesting thing is you could combine it. You could do it on yourself. You could run in, do it on yourself a couple of times, and then cloud jump out.
Yeah.
So that's the first character play, which is amazing. The second character play, for a cost of 2 and a range of 6 inches, this is potentially my favourite one. It's not once per turn, it's called Infuse, and it's target enemy model that is currently suffering the burning or poison condition suffers 3 condition damage. She could do that 3 times.
At least it's target model.
Yeah.
At least it's not an AoE.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's 3 condition damage, so forget your tough hide, she can go bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
Take 9 damage.
That Decimate is a very sad person right now. Smoke.
Yeah, with 3s. It's 2 dice in the 3.
Fair, Vet Decimate's changed in season 4 anyway.
Yeah.
So
spoilers.
So that's the second one. And our third one is Smoke Bomb, and it's a range of 4 inches with the new AoE ranges, and it's basically put an AoE within cover. That's absolutely fine with the range because you need to be within 4 to do your smoke jump anyway, so
yep.
Which turns onto the back of the thing. Spoiler, she has cloud jump still. So once returned during the Smiles activation, it may choose an ongoing AoE within 4 inches and be placed anywhere within the chosen AoE. So she's still got the exact same cloud jump around.
Yeah, she still suffers the condition if it's not smoke. Yeah.
Yeah. Unpredictable. She's got her unpredictable movement still. She's still got a 1-inch melee, I think I should have probably have said that.
She does.
And then... she's got a cool thing. So she hasn't got Momentous Inspiration anymore. However, she has got Watch the World Burn. It's a 4-inch pulse. So at the end of this model's activation, the friendly team gains 1 momentum for each enemy model within this pulse that is suffering the burning or poison condition. So if you've managed to get her in the middle of everyone and get all 6 of their players either burning or poisoned or whatever, she would be getting 6 momentum at the end of her turn.
You better hope that she was going last, though. You just left her out to dry.
If you've got a 1-inch team, then you should be able to get predictable away. She's got a legendary. It's called Chemical Shower. This is a 6-inch pulse. So enemy models within this pulse suffering the burning or poison condition suffer 3 condition damage. So she could go put all these, the amount of damage she can put out is ridiculous. So in theory,
and the worst part about it is she doesn't have to be engaged. Huh. It's literally risk free damage.
Yeah. So that is Smoke. I do not know which is my favourite captain at this point. I'm probably leaning towards Smoke. Just because of
She does more.
Tough hide's quite prevalent, so I think she's going to be a good play into anyone with a lot of tough hide.
What do you think? If she'd done she'd done 3 of those things and then a legendary, that's 12 damage off Corsair.
Yeah.
And he's burning and poisoned, so that's another 3 in the maintenance. That's 15 damage in a turn, potentially, with having to just roll a few 3s. That is good. That is a thing.
It's certainly very, very strong.
Wow. Okay, so we're 3 in. Rich,
yep.
Nausea.
Nausea. Right, so basically most of her stats have stayed the same. Still 2-inch melee. Move, attack, kick, death, armor, and influence are all the same. She's basically lost 1 box of health. So yeah. She's now only a 6.
Both mascots have lost a point of health.
I don't know. Maybe no one was killing the alchemist mascots.
Either way. Do.
And basically, Hypnosis has stayed the same. It's still the next time the target enemy model spends influence to do an
attack charge or character play.
Yeah, it still costs one additional influence. We're still sustained range 6 once per turn. So other than that, her character, her playbook is still... Oh, it's swapped around. The momentous one, momentous dodge, is now non-momentous.
Yep.
And the non-momentous one damage is now momentous. They've swapped around.
A 2 wasn't momentous, was it, last time?
No, but we'll come to that. Oh, well. Basically, her character play on 2 successes is now momentous, and the tackle is still non-momentous. And she now has a momentous 2 damage on 3 successes, which is really nice. So, overall... Buff. She still has Venomous Strike. She still has Unpredictable Movement, which haven't changed.
Showing for Unpredictable's a thing.
This is it. It's always been a thing. She's lost Assist Venin. Oh well, Venin doesn't need the help anymore. And she's gained a character trait called Test Subject. Once per turn during this model's activation, it may remove the burning or poison condition from another model within 4 inches. That could be friend or enemy. And basically, if you play in smoke, it's going to be an enemy somewhere. She's always going to have that. If it does, this model then may make an attack or use a character play once during its activation without spending influence. So to be fair, she could always do an attack.
Or a hypnosis.
She could do an attack, put out Venomous Strike, take the Venomous Strike off to buy a free attack, or do a free hypnosis. Overall, very strong.
So Anaja gives herself
a character play,
gives other people a character play, which is quite cool. So it depends which mascot, because I basically auto-included Naja all the time, just because a 2-inch melee was unpredictable.
Whereas now, who would you take? Cassim's both are quite good.
Potentially at this point, without playing any of them, potentially Flask.
Yeah.
Just because Alchemists have got a lot, they're quite an influence-hungry team with their character plays and stuff like that.
Those two statements from an experienced Alchemist player kind of suggest that they've done their job a little bit, how they wanted to rebalance everything, because they wanted to bring Smoke in and they wanted to bring Flask in. So the fact that you're saying those two at the minute are winning out...
To be honest, you see a lot more Smoke in Season 3 than Midas.
I haven't really played that many Alchemists in Season 3, to be honest. Well,
no. They're a rare...
I don't think after the 13th of October that they will be. I think they'll be
everywhere.
Well, I've got a whole guild ready to put together, which they might get assembled now.
Ready for Season 5.
Yeah. Dave hops from broken guild to broken guild. Yeah.
So they're not broken. Well,
I don't hop.
Who are you doing, Dave?
Who have I got? I can do Venin.
Do you want to give Luke Venin, seeing as you stole Flask?
Did I steal Flask?
You did.
Yeah. Do Mercury. He's a cool.
He's always one of the next auto includes, isn't he? So
Mercury.
And he's had a few changes as well. One that Luke's, I'm surprised you gave it to me, Luke, because you're very excited about one.
Excited about most of his changes, to be honest with you.
He is his stat line wise fairly unchanged, but he has gained an extra attack, so it makes him a bit more combat orientated. Which is nice, because a lot of alchemists were quite a low tack team.
They were like average four.
Smoke, Calculus, Mercury were all tack 4.
Yeah. He's retained Fire Blast, but obviously the range is reduced on that to 6 inches because of the way the AoEs are working in Season 4.
So net half an inch loss.
Half an inch loss.
I'm happy with that, because it makes it so much easier to measure them.
Yeah. Well, this is it. You can just 4 inches, place it down, get it.
There's a lot less messing 6 around. Inches.
But other than that... everything else is the same.
His playbook.
He's got. Oh yeah, sorry, I missed out.
You can say everything's about the same, but his playbook looks nothing like it used to.
He has gained a momentous tackle on 1 success. So he's now your ball retriever, or one of your ball retrievers.
With his 4-6 kick
and his tack 5. He's then on his second line. He's gained a non-momentous push and a momentous Guild Ball symbol, which can be used to trigger either his Fire Blast or his new character play.
That's ridiculous. Fireball, on 2 successes.
Which is not once per turn.
Which isn't once per turn, so we could do it 4 times. Target any model suffers 2 damage in the burning condition.
From 6 inches away.
That's ridiculous.
So we could just set the world on fire.
So we could hit Johnny to death.
he could hit a big guy like Brick. Needing 2s.
Yeah, 2-2 though.
Attack 5.
Yeah.
Needing 2 successes.
Mm. Yeah, and he could just be going, You're on fire 6 inches away. You're on fire over there. You, Mr. 5-0 defence in cover, you go on fire and take 2 damage.
But it has, obviously, it is kind of similar to his flame jet, but it's not as damaging. And it's obviously now going to be triggered off his playbook. You can't pay for it,
yeah.
Direct pay. But obviously it makes it much more versatile, means you can get in the fray a bit more.
Potentially get it twice on a run.
It is one of those things where I think a lot of the time, Smoke Alchemist in particular used to play that kind of stand back, throw AoEs out.
It's not a pleasant experience. I know from the amount of miserable people I've played against, like after the game, it's not a pleasant game to play against. Like,
and do you think that's got better?
Well, it's, being able to, well, it's, meaning they have it's to interaction. Mercury's got to go in and do
with,
it.
With the Smoke... With the Smoke AoE game, it's very attritional. You're standing back, you're chucking AoEs, and you're just moving away, and you're basically circling around the pitch away from people.
Yeah.
It's a pretty uninteractive game.
Yeah, true.
This is more interactive, because he's lost a point of health, hasn't he?
Lost a point of health, but also, obviously, to go back to his playbook, his 2 damage has moved up. Obviously, he can now do 2 damage with his fireball when he gets the person he's hit.
This
so
is
he gets momentous 2 damage. And burning,
he's got
2 successes now rather than non-momentous 2 damage.
To be honest, it's... Yeah.
Yes, it's a buff.
he's now got a non-momentous 2 and a push on 3 successes. I don't know why you'd use that when you can just put the fireball out.
To push.
I suppose so. But you could just do that non-momentously on 2 successes. You get 2 damage, though.
Yeah.
Double push momentously on 4 successes, and obviously now he's got his 5th column, which is where the 3 damage now sits non-momentously. On the back of his card, it's fairly straightforward. He always had Burning Spirit, but that aura has now increased to 2 inches, so any models entering or starting their activation within this aura...
So all these 2-inch models that used to come round and go, I'm going to hit you and not take burning. Huh.
Yeah.
You want to come and have a pop at me?
I'm going to take burning.
You're going to take burning, son.
But he's lost Tactical Advice Flask.
Oh, dear.
Which I at least have speculated. I wonder if that's Tactical Advice disappearing from the game or if it's just a change to him.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose we'll see as we go through other guilds whether that's the case or not.
When we get to Tatooine.
It's one of those simplifying, sometimes simplifying, isn't it?
Yeah,
no, it definitely was.
But also, now that they've given him that...
Didn't Angel have it with Shark as well?
Yeah, Angel with Shark. But now that they've given him that extra damage potential and the extra attack, I suppose I don't really want to give him the ability to have 5 influence as
To put 5 of those Flame Blasts on somebody.
Just set...
Well, 4 Flame Blasts and 1 Fireball.
Yeah.
Set everybody on fire, basically.
See, I really, really like the changes, because I do quite like him. I always liked him to include him, not even for the fire, for his tackle on 1 and his 4-6 kick.
Yeah.
Now he's got a momentous tackle on 1 and a 4-6 kick.
Because, to be honest, you always used to see Calculus and Mercury
in the smoke teams. Because you had to for the AoEs.
This is it. So, who do you want to go for next?
Do you want to do one?
I've just...
Okay,
do you want to crack on, mate?
Right, I'll do Venom.
Okay.
So, he's had quite a lot of changes. Quite a lot of changes indeed. So, his move stayed the same. His attack stayed the same. So, his attack 5 still. He's still got a 6-8 move. His kick was a 2-8, which is one of the reasons I used to love him. Now it's a 3-6. Still good. But those being able to field a team of 8-inch kickers was always a strength. Because I used to put Venin, Vet Calculus, Vitriol, Mist. And was it? Oh, and I had Mercury as well for his 4-6 kick. he's still got defence 4, 1 armour. He's still got 2-4 influence. His playbook's changed, so he's gone from just having 1 damage on 1 to 1 or a momentous 1-inch dodge on 1.
So he can always generate momentum. He's your momentum generator in the team.
Yeah. Or he used to have the lovely momentous tackle dodge on 2 now. He's now got a non-momentous tackle, which is a little bit unfortunate. He's got, on the 3rd column, he's either got a momentous 2 damage or a momentous Guild Ball symbol. The momentous Guild Ball symbol is for the character plate Acid Rain, which is a 3-inch pulse, and enemy models within this pulse suffer the poison condition. Relatively simple. We like our 3-inch pulses, we like giving out conditions. On the 4th column, he's got a non-momentous push dodge, and on the 5th column, he's got a momentous 3 damage. So, His playbook's changed a little bit because on his other one, he was like having momentous results on each column. And, you know, on this column four, he had his momentous two with a push dodge. Now he's got a non-momentous push dodge. So there are some changes within that. His only character plays Acid Rain, which is only triggerable off the playbook. Back of his card. So he's got Debilitating Strike. This model gains plus two tack while attacking enemy models suffering the poison condition.
And that ties in very well with Venomous Strike, where he gives out poison.
Yes, or also if he hits someone and does damage, it gives that poison. Or if he hits his Momentous Acid Rain, it gives that poison. Or the amount of conditions within the guild. Melting Body, while suffering the poison condition, this model gains a plus one armour.
So he's a 4-2.
If he's suffering the poison condition.
Which he will be.
Which leads us on to Secretion, is once per turn, during this model's activation, it may suffer the poison condition. So he can just... Well, the same way Melting Body was a zero influence cost, and he just gave himself it for zero.
I think it's kind of highlights that speculation around zero influence character plays were disappearing, they'd stated, and now obviously they're seeing...
They're just going to the back of the
cards.
They're
moving to the back of the cards instead of traits.
Not all of them.
No.
Some of them are just natural buffs for their player's stats instead, really.
So, he's also got Venomous Strike, so anytime he damages the model, they suffer the poison condition. And his heroics change, because he used to have Coagulation, where it just gives out bleed to people in a 3-inch pulse. They've improved it. They've gave Coagulation, where people in the 3-inch pulse suffering the poison condition just suffer 3 condition damage.
So he's basically just an auto-include at this point.
Yeah.
To have a 4-2 running around is amazing on its own.
Yeah. Well,
He's got low health, though, so if he leaves himself poisoned, he's going to take...
No, that's true. But for the first few rounds,
From 16 health to 13 health. So that's quite a...
So he is a lot weaker. I suppose, in theory, what you probably want to do is go early with him, get the poison out on everybody, and then somebody who can pull poison off people takes it off of Venin before the end of the year.
Well, to be fair, Flask can do it, Narsha can do it, Vitriol can do it. There's a lot of it.
So, but generally speaking, I normally included Venin most of my games anyway.
Yeah.
Because I used to just love him for his... Go last on someone, hit them once, do one damage poison, then heroic and do
thingy.
So then you do
four damage and the main
six damage.
Oh, okay.
Poison bleed is 5. Oh, and then the one damage off the attacks was the last activation. So it takes 6 damage.
Yeah.
It was really cool. So that's Venin.
Cool.
I really like him. But I used to play him as he was. I will still continue to play him in his new, shiny, improved form.
Yes.
He's lost Sacrificial Puppet, which was a really confusing character play that people used to always get wrong.
It was really kind of because it was like, does he just take the damage, or do you, if you put a condition with damage, does the condition go on the other person as well? It was a bit...
It's just a weird character play it was.
Yeah.
So I think it's probably better that it's gone.
Yeah.
And he's not suffering for the loss.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
Right.
So...
The two?
Yeah, go for Calculus and Calculus.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Let's just get that up. So.
Yeah.
Yes, so, should we go with Vet Calculus first, since that's the one that I've got up on my phone? So, still 1-inch melee. All of her stats have stayed the same. Move, attack, kick, etc., etc. Her playbook... It looks pretty similar to how it used to. The double dodge has moved from 3 successes down to 2. It's still non-momentous. And then the rest has stayed the same. Health is the same. And she still has a sticky bomb, which has just been simplified to having -2/-2 move.
Yeah.
Flat out. And the poison condition, sorry. So it has got better. Again, range has been reduced for standard AOE, Season 4 AoEs. And that's a really nice AoE, that. -2 move and poison.
Is that alright?
Yeah, you can see the theme here.
So, it's about time, to be honest.
She's still got Spillage, which is a 4-inch pulse, which is amazing. It's still only enemy models. And they suffer the 4-inch... they suffer poison when she makes a kick.
Yeah, the same. Is it still a 4-inch pulse?
It's still a 4-inch pulse, but with a 3-8 kick, you know, it's great, because at 4 inches, people aren't really going to be inhibiting your kicking. But then if they are, great, they're taking poison. And then she's still got Extraction, where she can take poison from a model to make a 4-inch dodge.
So that could be when Venom puts up his melting body, you could then walk up and take it off him to get full.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. So, yep. Calculus, very, very
Is the health stayed the same and everything?
Yeah, everything else has stayed the same.
Awesome.
So, next up, we have normal calculus. OG. So, it's been quite a few changes to her card. She's lost her health. Her move has stayed the same. Her tack has actually gone up, though. So, your average tack for Alchemist's team is pretty much 5
now. Well, the problem was, is that you got crowded out and you were tack 3.
Well, this is it.
You weren't
this
doing nothing.
It. So, for the rest of her stats have stayed the same. But her playbook looks nothing like it used to. She's still got the non-momentous 1, but she now has a momentous dodge on 1, which is very nice. She has the a momentous Guild Ball symbol on 2, which she'll always be hitting, which triggers Noxious Blast, so we'll talk about that in a moment. She's got a momentous 2 on 3, which is quite nice for Alchemists, and she has a non-momentous tackle on 3. So she's not really your ball fetcher.
No.
But, you know, she'll do all right. And then she's got a momentous push dodge on 4 and a non-momentous 3 on 5.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's looking good. It's definitely looking good. She still has blind.
It's changed.
The range has dropped from 8 to 6, which I love. No. I hate a bit of blind, so dropping down to 6 is nice.
Favourite trick, it was a couple of games against you, just used to go up and go,
just do
block, bonus time Flynn.
Yeah, this is it.
Needing a 3.
So it's still -2 tack, it's still -2/-2 kick, and it's still -2/-2 move. And then she's got Noxious Blast, which she can pay 2 for, or if Flask's around, she can do it for 3. Or she can trigger it on 2 successes, which is just amazing. Again, ongoing AoE, 2 damage, and the poison condition. So yeah,
back of the cards. It's amazing. It turns on.
And then this is where this is it. So she's still got poisonous fumes, but as with Mercury, it's now 2 inches rather than 1. Yep. And then she has a new play, a new ability called a Reactive Solution. Once per turn during this model's activation, it may remove the burning or poison condition from another model within 4, so friend and enemy. If it does, this model may then use a character play for free.
Yep, once during his activation, that's been...
Wow.
So for 0, she can put out... Or the Noxious... So she could go up with 1 influence...
Poison someone, take it off them, and then do a blast for free, basically.
Mm. Yeah, so she could go up, hit someone on 2 successes, momentously do a Noxious Blast and remove the poison, then do a blind on somebody.
Yep. Wow. That's really strong for...
Yeah, yeah. She's all right.
That's really, really, really good. Oh, so over to Dave.
I'll do original Catalyst.
Yeah.
He's had quite a few changes, so he's a bit different to how he was before. His movement stayed the same, his attack stayed the same. His kick, though, has improved to a 3-6.
Again,
kind of emphasising that footballing aspect.
Mm.
His depth's the same, his armour and influence are the same. His playbook is completely unchanged, so everything on there is the same. His external combustion is broadly the same. It's had a bit of rewording and a bit of clarification to make it a bit easier to understand
where the pulse goes from.
And also the pulse's range is extended as well, because it was 2 inches, but now it's 3 inches. So effectively now we know for sure that wherever you push that enemy model to, then anyone within 3 inches of the enemy model suffers the burning condition. So another way of getting burning out in quite a large area. Yeah. His health has been reduced by 3, so he's a bit softer, but not really that soft considering he's got 24 health now.
It was 27, weren't it?
He was 27.
It was 27 and he's down.
Which was quite a grind to get through, to be fair.
He's 3-1 with a 1-inch melee.
And so, effectively, the back of his card is unchanged. All they've really done is reword everything. So this is, again, a kind of demonstration of how they've tried to reword stuff in Season 4 to make it a bit clearer to understand. So, Burning Effigy, while suffering the burning condition, this model gains +2 tack and ignores the move penalty for suffering the burning condition. That used to be you gain +2/+2 moves and then just ignore the condition effect. Burning Strike is completely the same, wording wise. Pyromaniac, a slight clarification on that to say that it's before the conditions are resolved. So, it's just a clarification around Pyromaniac and when it actually affects him.
Yeah.
So, he takes the burning condition, then suffers the damage. So he's still taking the 1 damage at the end of the turn.
So a couple of questions I've got to ask. He's still got his momentum knocked down on 2, yeah?
Yeah. His playbook's totally on 2.
He's still got his momentum external combustion on 5.
Yeah.
And the 2 damage and external combustion on 6.
His knockdown combustion
on 6. Knockdown combustion. So it's a 2 damage knockdown on 3 it was.
Yeah. Two damage knockdown, three with non.
You're thinking on Vetcat, yeah, where he has two and, yeah, the intensifier.
No, that's absolutely fine. That seems completely fair. He's lost his seismic kick, though.
Oh, sorry, dear. Yeah. His seismic kick's
gone. That was good for booting through a bunch of people, knocking them down.
To be fair, it's the same with Ballista.
Mm.
His breach.
Mm.
Spoilers. His breach has lost the knockdown.
Yeah.
So that's
Catalyst. You're going to do Vetcat.
You're going to do Vetcat.
Jump straight into Vetcat afterwards. We're going to find his card. Dead air while I'm doing that. Vetcat has actually had quite a few changes. His melee zone stayed the same. His move is improved, so he's now a 6-8 move. He's tack 8 still. His kick's improved to a 2-6, so again, another emphasis on
improved. It was a 1-4, weren't it, or 2-4?
He was a 1-4, and now he's a 2-6.
Well, he's got a football, he's got, yeah.
His def and armour has remained the same, but he's now gained an influence, so he can have 2-3 influence, although, spoilers, he's no longer furious.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Intensify, oh, sorry, I'll go through his playbook. Mm. So it's fairly similar up until step three. So you've got one non-momentous one on one, one momentous one inch push on two, momentous two damage on three. So he's got access to a momentous, high momentous damage, but he's lost his one damage
intensify.
In character play. Intensify. He's then got knockdown double push on four, which is the same as he has had. His tackle has become. Oh, sorry, his tackle's the same, but he's gained a momentous 4 damage on 5 boxes rather than the non-momentous 3 he had.
Yeah.
He's then got a Guild Ball symbol non-momentously on for 6 successes, and then a momentous 6 damage, a non-momentous 6 damage, sorry, on 6 boxes.
What's his Guild Ball symbol do?
Of 7 boxes, sorry. But obviously what you also notice there is that he's tack 8 with a 7 long playbook, so his actually playbook has shortened down. But he's lost access to things like the three non-momentous 3 knockdown or momentous 3 with a Guild Ball symbol.
Yeah.
Yes, intensify is gone. He no longer has intensify, but he does have ground pound instead.
Which is better.
Yeah, so models within this model's melee zone suffer a 2-inch push directly away from this model, 2 damage on the knockdown condition.
But realistically, right, you're going to have to charge to do that.
And it's non-momentous.
And he can only have 3 influence.
Yeah. So the fact that he's lost Furious is a big deal.
Yeah,
it's going to be situational, but it's going to be good in moments, really, I think. Especially if you've already got a load of players burning and poisoned and you want to send someone else in that's going to do some beating damage. You send them in for a ground pound to knock everyone down.
I'm not quite sure which team you'd use him in, though, to be honest.
Yeah.
So this is the thing. So the only other point to make out is that he used to have 29 health. He's now got 22, so he's lost 7 health.
He's still a 2-1.
Yeah, but the back of his card kind of, to some extent, explains it, because Furious has gone, Chemical Frenzy has gone, and Deterioration has gone. So Deteriorating was kind of one of the reasons why he had such a high health.
Yeah, you lose 4 health after every intervention.
So now there's no more having that. But there are some fairly significant changes. Burst of Fumes. So after this model resolves a successful attack during its activation, enemy models within 2 inches that are suffering the burning or poison condition suffer 1 condition damage.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so he can just basically, I mean, 3 hits, he can just pop off 3 damage to people around him as long as they're burning or poisoned.
Yeah,
and given that he could, you know...
But he could be surrounded by some 1-inch players who aren't engaging him.
But look at it this way. He charges in. You were talking about a sacrificial lamb for Smoke to target with her character plays of bursting.
Nice 50mm base to go
three. Nice 50mm base for 3mm, plus it seems to fit with Burst of Fumes.
Mm.
That it specifically says obviously burning and poison, because he can only put out knockdown.
Yeah.
So it kind of fits that he runs in, 3-inch burst from him, and then he goes and then he does his Burst of Fumes afterwards.
Mm. Yeah.
So that would probably be where he fits in with Smoke.
Yeah. He's gained Venomous Strike, so he hands out
poison.
The poison condition when he hits. So in theory, he
can I didn't see that.
And then do his Burst of Fumes to put more damage on him. So knock him down on the first hit, poison him, and then
he's got Witness Me's change, hasn't it?
Yes, I'm afraid I'm getting to that. Yeah, Witness Me is no longer quite the swinging VPs. We're seeing a lot of reduction in extra BP access.
Yeah, we talked about it with the rats and that.
So actually, he's now, his Witness Me is no longer heroic, so he no longer has a heroic play, but once per turn during this model's activation, when it inflicts a taken out condition on an enemy model, you get 2 MP.
Instead. Additional 2, so you get 3
MP.
You're probably doing a momentous damage, and then you'd get the momentum of the takeout, and it's be like essentially 4 VP takeout, but 4 momentum takeout.
You say that they've removed the plus VPs. Scale that can score a 1 VP goal.
Yeah, there's still a few.
Yeah, there will be some. I think some of the kind of the bigger ones are kind of seeing a reduction. And I imagine that there's not going to be more than access to more than one, because all it's really doing is going to be like plus one BP to make mascot takeouts
viable.
I think it's probably going to be the way it goes. I don't know, but we'll see.
True story.
Do you want to do Vitriol?
You go ahead with Vitriol. I know you've been creaming yourself over Vitriol.
That's not my favourite. My favourite's the custom. Right. So Vitriol, our super striker. So she's still got 2-inch melee. Movement. Oh, she's got a little bit faster. So she used to be a 6-9. She's now a 7-9. Her attack, she's still a tap 5. She's still got a 4-8 kick. She's still a 5-0 defence and armour. Weirdly, her influence has gone from a 2-4 to a 2-3.
The old shank treatment.
However, you will see why. her playbook has changed quite nicely. She's now got a momentous tackle on one rather than a non-momentous tackle. She's still got, so she's either got one damage non-momentous or a momentous tackle. On the second one, she's still got a momentous push dodge. On the third column, she's got a momentous guild ball or a non-momentous two. Her momentous guild ball symbol is for clone. However, clone has changed. It's taken a bit of a nerf, potentially, clone as a character play. So now it says the next time this model is hit by an attack or character plate, the attack or character plate is ignored. So previously you used to ignore it and then get a 2-inch dodge. Probably fair.
It's more, it keeps the person, you can't just, dodge away.
Because my favourite one was if a 2-inch melee person came and hit Vitriol with clone up, she'd counter-attack, she'd clone to the edge of your two and then get 2 successes and push dodge away.
Yeah.
So basically you're now buying resilient for 2.
Yeah, essentially, yeah, or 3 successes, whichever, or Flask can give it to you for free, or
it's still, or she can
a new
look at the back of the character play.
So on her fourth column, she's got a momentous double dodge, and then she's got a non-momentous 3. So her playbook has stayed pretty much identical, apart from gaining the momentous tackle and 1 success.
She's gained 1 health as well.
And she has rightly gained a health. Because, that's another one of my gripes that I moaned about. So my main 2 gripes were smoke beat needing to be tack 5.
If you haven't taken anything from this, it's Luke moaned a lot.
I didn't really. I moaned that smoke should be tack 5 and Vitriol shouldn't have dropped from 12 to 10 health. It's a little bit too much. And lo and behold, smoke's tack 5 and Vitriol's gone up to 11 health.
Didn't you want an easier tackle on smoke as well, mate?
An easy tackle or a high attack.
Ah, okay. One or the other.
Because she was tack 4 with a tackle on 2, so I said tack 5 or a tackle on 1. So anyway, we digress. Vitriol, the back of her card. She's still got the character play I've been burnt before. However, it's changed quite significantly. So I'll just read it. Once per turn during this model's activation, it may remove the burning or poison condition from another model within 4 inches. If it does so, if it then makes a sprint or charge during its activation, it may do so without spending influence. So she gets a free charge if she removes burning. That ties in nicely with her heroic, which is face your fear. So she's got a heroic, which is a 4-inch pulse. Enemy models within this pulse suffer the burning condition. So she could heroic, then put someone on burn, take the burn off them, then charge them for free, and then she's still got 3 influence after that, so she could put up, I don't know, she could momentously tackle somebody on the charge, maybe, and then do whatever kind of thing to dodge away, and then push dodge, clone, whatever, and then score a goal.
Yep.
I like her.
I'm not surprised.
Like her a lot.
Dusting off his alchemists, is it?
Dusting them off! Rich, you want to do...
I'll do compound. Okay. So, he's kept his 2-inch melee zone. He's lost 2 health, which is a bit weird.
Probably fair. He's a pig to kill.
He is indeed. His other stats have stayed the same. All the movement, etc., etc. His playbook hasn't really changed a great deal. he's basically just lost the tackle, the non-momentous tackle one damage on two successes. So he's still got his momentous tackle push, which is still an amazing,
Nothing ruins a striker's day on, with rush keeper than I'm going to tackle push away.
And now you're 3 inches away.
Yeah.
What you got? So yeah, overall, he's lost chemical resist. So he's obviously not resisting poison or burning, which is good in the the alchemists, because they're friends.
Yeah. Right. The reason I am so happy that that character play is gone. Every time I play engineers, they put compound on, and it's not once per turn. They go chemical resist to everyone.
Yeah.
And then that kind of screws up your
turn. True.
Smoke. But so you're happy this player has been changed because it makes your life easier against.
What you've also got to look at is he's now susceptible to get a condition, which means the alchemist team, which is currently enjoying removing conditions off friendly models, it's there for them to use as well. And you know, he's still got a lot of health, so he's still going to stick around. He's still got horrific odor, 6-inch aura, an additional influence to make a kick, so pretty standard. And then the back of his card, he's got Noxious Death, so again, it's a 3-inch pulse. Everyone takes 3 damage and the poison condition when he dies. Great. He's got Resilience, which is the new version of Gluttonous Mass. So first attack or character play that targets him is nullified. And he still has Rush Keeper, which is a 6-inch a 6-inch aura of step on it.
Yeah.
As long as I'm within 4 inches of the goal, I'll get, like, countercharge you. So overall, compound, amazing. Still great.
Yeah, nothing really.
Does exactly the same as he always used to, just without the chemical resist.
And he's lost a couple of points of health, and which is probably fair, because he was...
Resilient, he's hard to kill anyway.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He didn't really die, and usually late in the game, I normally send him up and start.
This is it.
He could be a sacrificial lamb as
if,
well.
If anything, he could also be a sacrificial lamb.
I thought he might have lost either Resilience or Rush Keeper, but I suppose losing Rush Keeper would make him a bit pointless.
He would be pointless. But
I think maybe losing Resilience would have
been... But what you've also got to look at, he's neither a beater nor a condition dealer. Mm. So if he didn't have Rush Keeper, he would never be taken in the Alchemist.
But he's also a tackle pusher as well.
He is indeed.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Yeah. So overall, he's great.
He's still
exactly the same as what he used to do. So, do you want to go for your favourite one?
Right. Yeah.
Who's left? I don't know.
Crucible is
just Crucible,
the forgotten woman of the Alchemist Guild.
Literally, I forgot about her.
So she was a bit maligned. No one really used her.
Nah, she was. Not great.
She wasn't.
PG channel.
Yeah, she wasn't great. So she's had a complete rework, and then looking at it, I was like, oh my God, she, at this point, obviously without playing, she is potentially an auto-include at the moment. So this is a kind of
level. Your only problem now is you've got about 8 auto-includes.
There's too many good players.
I love that problem.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely. There's worse places to be. Mm.
So... first big one, because Alchemist's lacking this area a little bit. She's now got a 2-inch melee instead of a 1.
Oh, wow.
Which is good.
40 mil base as well.
40 mil with a 2-inch melee. She's a 6-8 move. She's still tack 5. She used to be a 3-6 kick. She's now a 3-8. She's got a 3-8 kick, so we've got a lot of 8-inch kickers in guild now. She's still a 4-0 armor defense. She was a 2-4 influence. Now, sadly, she's a 2-3, which we're finding that a lot with the Alchemist players.
It's because they've got a lot of have a free character play.
Have a free character play, yeah.
Yeah, potentially.
I think potentially, it's true.
Forces you to, its activation order, isn't it? It's going to be key for them.
It's a lot of it is going to be about your condition management, which is I quite enjoy. One of the part of it is knowing it's not just
another resource to manage.
It is something completely different. That's probably why I've enjoyed doing the rats as well, because it's a whole new
thing. To be fair, They seem to be finding it a lot easier to get the conditions out there now, though, to trigger a lot of their plays.
So they're also going to be throwing themselves in because they're all...
Yeah.
But then in between that, there's also the thing of if I go, oh, I'm sending that person with a condition into you, you've then got an activation to go clearing conditions. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It telegraphs to an extent of what you can do.
Yeah.
So as good as they seem, there are workarounds because you have an activation in between things.
Yeah, but the way you're looking at it is you can put out a lot of conditions on a lot of different people. So it's going to cost you an awful lot to get rid of those conditions.
Yeah. We'll see how it plays. We're digressing. We can talk about this after we play the card.
So her playbook, first column stayed the same. So she's got a momentous 1-inch dodge and 1 damage. Her second column, she's got a momentous tackle. Her third column, she's got a momentous 2 or a non-momentous double dodge. One, two, three. Her fourth column has a momentous push dodge, and her fifth column has a non-momentous 3. She's got a couple of character plays. So she's got an acrobatic. So this model may make a 2-inch dodge, which is lovely, after she's got a momentous tackle. and then another one, my favourite one, which gets around close control, it's called Great Balls of Fire. It's a range of 4 that's a cost of 2, and its target enemy model loses possession of the ball to this model and suffers a burning condition. Gets around your close control, gets around everything.
And you're on fire.
Yeah. To some extent, I think it's probably a good thing, because close control is beastly, so having a few models appearing that can actually... It's like all things, you know, close, unpredictable movement, you want some models that can bypass it.
Yeah.
So
we are, and this is a problem I found, like, you're going into a close control player, like, say, you're going into a Corsair, you're going into a Flint or something like that. Alps just
Corsair doesn't have it anymore.
No, but no, I'm spoilers. Talking about... I'm talking about... Spoilers, Rich. I'm on about season 3, about without... We didn't really have any tools to get around a close control, because we're like, okay, I'll buy an attack, counter-attack, double push your way.
And as essentially a 3-goal team, to some extent, in season 3.
They had no way of getting the ball back.
Getting it back.
In season 3, you never went for the 3 goals. You always went for the smoke conditions and maybe 1 or 2 goals on top.
Witness me.
Yeah.
Finish.
But that's what I'm saying. But like, it's good that they've got this is their one thing to get around close control, which they're doing in a lot of guilds, they seem to be doing.
Yeah.
Like, you and Order have got a few, Navs have, Fish have, loads of them are getting it now. So anyway, on the back of a card, she's got Chemical Admixture.
You can't talk now.
Enemy models damaged by this model suffer the burning and poison condition. She's also got covalence.
Like covalent bond in chemistry.
Right, so 4-inch aura.
All right, double clubs.
Got an A level in chemistry, I need to use it.
Why aren't you playing Alchemist then?
Well, because they're broken.
Without even playing a game.
Without playing a single game. We're just looking at the cards. Rich has declared they're broken. Right. Her next ability. So it's a 4-inch aura. While the aura, enemy model suffering the burn or poison condition must spend an additional 1 momentum when they use rest or a target by encourage. Same as it was before. Exactly the same.
But now everyone's going to have condition. Everyone's going to be burning and poisoned after she's punched them.
But generally speaking, she could do that last turn. She could suffer both of them and then punch you with them.
Yeah, but now she doesn't have to suffer them.
No. But she could suffer. Yeah. She didn't have to, no. But that's why no one played her.
Yeah.
But now people are probably going to play her.
She'll be in every set.
That's how buffs work. Right, so...
Notice how excitable Luke is over this.
Right, so she's also got Reactive Solution, which we've probably seen before a couple of times. So this is probably why she doesn't suffer the damage herself, because once per turn during this model's activation, it may remove the burning or poison condition from another model within 4. If it does, this model may then use a character play once during its activation without spending influence. So she could hit someone, give them poison and burning, take away the burning to do a 3 great balls of fire to get the ball off them, and then give them the burning back.
Yeah.
The
don't be surprised if these don't stay like this for very long.
But to counter that, she's lost Nimble. So, right, she's a 4-0 model with 14 boxes.
Yeah, no, she'll die.
So she will go and do all this stuff, and then she will be dead. The same as most of these characters, they'll do all this and then they've got to be up in your face and then they will die very quickly.
Yeah, legit.
Because you look at how they're turning up all the damage and stuff. So with farmers having 2 damage on the first column of most playbooks, the way the batsmiths have got the stupidly high damage at the top of the playbooks. Do you know what I mean?
I'm sorry, but these will not be... If someone put blacksmiths down against these, you will be laughing your cock off.
PG Channel.
PG Channel. laughing your chicken off.
Right, so that's all the cards. I think my option, my views are pretty good. Bear in mind, this is the first guild. We haven't played any games with them.
Nope. I think legit every team you take will be Vitriol and Crucible with four players added for flavour. Because Vitriol will score lots of goals now. Now her tackle is momentous.
On one.
She's laughing. Crucible can get the ball for her really easily.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be honest, I think you'll have a hard time picking which six you want to use.
And I think that'll probably be the part of it, is if you pick the wrong six, you'll probably get punished.
There's an argument to say that if Crucible and Vitriol are your two auto-includes, then the other four are going to be based on which captain you pick. So if you take, if you take, you know, Flask and Smoke, then...
Like, literally...
Is Vitriol auto-include?
Probably not, but she's still a solid striker.
You look at people like Vet Calculus, she's got an 8-inch kick, an 8-inch sprint, and a 3-4-inch dodge. Yeah,
yeah. What I'm thinking is, you've got a lot of have a free character play.
20.
So you could effectively have a 12-13 influence team, but five of those six could be using free character plays. So what you're looking at is that's like a 20 influence team effectively, provided you get the conditions out, which you'll be doing anyway.
Provided you can keep the conditions out, because you've got to put the conditions out, and then suppose I go...
Yeah, there's lots of AOEs, but if you've got an opponent that's spread out, you're only going to be putting on one model.
And that's true.
Say you've got one person forward, and I go, right, I'm going to put conditions, I'm going to do all this amazing free character plays and stuff, and then you go, they're going to go, clear conditions.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my whole activation order. And generally speaking, you can only remove a condition once, because all these people have got it, but realistically you're not going to have that many conditions.
But the thing is, because they haven't nailed it down, because it is poison or burning, you will have both out there, so you've always got the option. Do you know what I mean? Like, you've got a lot of people who deal one or the other or both in the thing of Crucible.
Well, I'm kind of curious, per punch, give it out. I'd be curious though, because I mean the ranges are still fairly low. So yeah. You know, 10-inch threat ranges. Vet Calculus got slightly higher, but you've got that kind of mixture. I think early turns they might struggle. Turn one, Alchemist kicking turn one is probably going to be a bit of a grind for the Alchemist player because. You can dance around the threats. You can generate momentum by passing the ball around and clearing conditions. So they're not really going to get their game going.
No, that's true.
So, and I think activation order is going to be massively important.
But they haven't got a great counter attack. Across the guild, they haven't got good counter attacks. There's a lot of 1-inch melee. The good players are 1-inch melees, and the 2-inch melees, they haven't got amazing counter attacks.
Even some of the double dodges are a bit high as well. And unless even Midas against a 2-inch melee model. He's not got any kind of comeback.
Yeah,
but even against a 1-inch more unpredictable.
But the point is, he will still score his goal, and then he will still die, and you're still trading 4-2. At the end of the day, that's all that matters.
But then you've got the ability to keep the ball away from them.
No, Smoke's still really manoeuvrable.
Yeah, so that's one player.
You can't have Midas and Smoke in the team.
But I understand. But you've still got a lot of players who are still very fast.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And at the end of the day, you're still throwing burning out.
Yeah.
So you're still slowing them down.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be interested to play them both against and with them.
Yeah.
To be honest, I think if you're playing teams like Blacksmiths, it's going to be a horrible, miserable game.
Because depending on what
Smoke has the ability
Burnish
to kill.
Can put his
thing reinforcer.
Yeah, reinforcer. And a 6-inch bubble if he's captain.
Mm.
But that, you have to burn a momentum to stop the character play. And Blacksmiths generally are a low momentum team. And again, the thing is, if you're burning your momentum to prevent character plays, you're not using it to stop the conditions and heal it later on.
My point is, they look strong on paper.
Yeah.
But you won't know until...
No. Yeah. Definitely.
You go up against them and see what you can do against them.
Yeah.
And actually see how easy it is to get those conditions out and how easy it is to maintain those conditions.
Because the first thing, every time everyone's seen like Blacksmiths, like, oh my God, they've got momentum 7, they've got this, they've got that, oh my God, they're so broken.
But they're on a 12 box or lower chassis, which
die
so easily.
And that's what I was saying, like, on paper things look amazing, but until you actually play them...
Yeah.
And that's just understanding what you're going against and knowing who you shut down. So if you think, if Alchemists have got a really key activation order and you kill the one that's supposed to go first and put all the conditions out, then all of a sudden their turn goes to pop.
Mm.
So it's, you know, it's one of those learning things. It's the whole point of play.
Yeah.
You, they change the game state and you find a way to solve those problems.
Mm.
So I'm not gonna cry broken. They seem really interesting. I'm quite excited.
It's a completely potential. Different use on the condition game, and that's what I've been saying for a while since Vet Calculus came out. When she can use conditions to dodge and do things, I said I would love if when they do the next season 4 Alchemist that they've done something similar like this.
And they've got that flavour now. They've got literally everyone does something with conditions.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Everyone does something unique with them. So they have now got they are now a proper condition team.
Yeah.
Rather than a kind of
because you can play goal, you can play them without conditions currently.
Yeah,
the thing is, right, you say that their counter-attack game is poor, okay, but at the end of the day you can counter for damage, and a lot of them, pretty much all of them, deal conditions on any amount of damage. So you say their counter-attack might be poor, but you're still getting more they're conditions
out. You know, there's quite a lot of 1-inch melees, and they don't all get...
To be honest, in terms of 2-inch melees, they've got Vitriol, Vet Cat...
Yeah, but not everyone attacking them is going to be 2-inch melee.
Knock them down.
There's always an answer.
There's always an answer. There's always.
I understand, but as I always say, if you're taking that knockdown, it's still another attack that you're not dealing with damage.
I'm looking forward to playing against them and trying to solve the problems that they present, and I'm also looking forward to assembling them and playing with them this season as well. To see how well I can orchestrate
the two super pro for the changes are both the players with alchemists.
Hey, I've stayed strong with them.
No, you good. I've been playing rat catchers.
I've only ever played two teams compared. So I played alchemists all the way through season 2, all the way through season 3 until rat catchers came out, and then I was like, I fancy a bit of a change.
But I'd also say that, you know, seeing these cards has invigorated me to assemble a team. I've never, you know, I got them at SteamCon and haven't put them together yet. But now, seeing the way that they play, it's going to be interesting.
It looks interesting. They seem
it's not about the power level. It's about, I like the idea of what they do and the fact that they've got a very unique trait in Guild.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to try them out.
Cool.
Awesome. So that's the first one.
This is the first in the series. Yeah, so it's been keep your ears peeled.
Quite a long one because there's been quite a lot of changes.
It's been a complete rework. It's a new guild, essentially.
This is it.
So guild, so
this will likely be the longest of the reviews that we do.
Yeah. So, thank you for listening.
Yep.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. So this will likely be uploaded by singled out, but it will also be on YouTube.
Yeah.
So feel free to drop us a like and don't forget to subscribe.
Yeah.
We appreciate every subscriber.
Yes. Thank you very much.
And we'll catch next.
Catch you on the alphabetical order. So is it blacksmiths, butchers?
Brewers.
Brewers.
Blacksmiths.
Blacksmiths is
use alpha. Use your alphabet.
So catch you on the next episode of Blacksmiths.
Cool.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye.